The Litchfield Inquirer, established 1825 in Litchfield, Connecticut, November 1, 1917. The Liberty Loan Rally. Mr. and Mrs. E.H. Southern charm and entrance a large audience. Mr. and Mrs. E.H. Southern have had the admiration of Litchfield as the most distinguished members of our summer colony since they came here several years ago. But last Wednesday they won the affection as well of all who attended the Liberty Loan Rally at Colonial Hall. Litchfield has a right to feel proud of its showing in this loan. Against a maximum mark asked for by the government of $244,000, the town had already subscribed $155,000 before the rally, and in the 30 minutes that subscriptions were open, the amazing total of $98,750 was taken, including the subscriptions of the two local banks, bringing the grand total well above $250,000. Final figures are given elsewhere in this issue. Such a result is perhaps a better voucher for the enthusiasm and patriotic fervor aroused by the inspiring example of Mr. and Mrs. Southern that any verbal description can hope to be. Mrs. Southern herself was the first to hit the trail as a subscriber to the loan, and besides Mr. Southern, each member of their household subscribed, and soon the audience as a whole seemed to have only one thought of buying bonds. And for the 30 minutes already referred to, Charles H. Coit and his assistants were literally swamped with subscriptions. Not only was the rally entirely the idea of Mr. Southern, but he planned all the details of its program and himself presided over its carrying out. His own enthusiasm for the Allied cause was rendered doubly moving to the audience by the impassioned and very beautiful recitations of Mrs. Southern. These included the Star-Spangled Banner, Verdun, Flanders Fields, and the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the very pieces which have been associated with the name of Julia Marlowe ever since the outbreak of the war, wherever our language is spoken. The informality of the occasion may have served to draw her hearers closer to her. At all events, it seemed as though she could never have put more feeling into each of the heart-stirring lines. Mr. Southern also read a poem of the war, The Powerful Maktub, by the ill-fated soldier-poet Alan Seeger. His serene interpretation of the lines brought echoes to the mind of the finest passages of Thanatopsis. Mr. Southern read also the Liberty Loan Proclamation of President Wilson and a number of newspaper and other documents bearing on the crisis. But the most vital of all to the Litchfield audience was his reading of the Litchfield Roll of Honor, which had been compiled for the occasion from all the sources so far available by Miss Dorothy Bull, and each name on which was received with the most reverent and deeply felt applause. The details of the rally were carried out well in keeping with the occasion. The stage had been artistically decorated by Miss Adelaide Deming and Mrs. Charles H. Coit, with laurel and a series of flags of our allies, loaned by the Bantam Anti-Friction Company. The American flag was brought in by an escort of the Home Guard consisting of Corporals Woodruff, Coe, and Griffin, while about 35 other members of the Home Guard attended in charge of Lieutenants Goyon and Kieran. The various bugle sounds sounded by bugler Hossman gave an effective military touch to the proceedings. Financial particulars about the Liberty Loan, relating to the different ways of subscribing, were given by Charles H. Coit, who later had charge of the actual sale of the bonds, with astonishing results already stated. It was a great disappointment to everyone that Mrs. Cecil Cunningham Doster, who was to have spoken on her personal experiences in hospital work in France, was unable to be present, having been detained in New York with her husband Alexis Doster, who was on the point of sailing as an aviator with the American Expeditionary Forces for France. Last but not least, should be mentioned the general singing of the patriotic and martial songs, especially during the period while the purchasers of Liberty Bonds were hitting the trail. The singing was led with great spirit by Miss Frances Olmsted, who was admirably accompanied by Miss Josephine Brewster at the piano, and by Miss Elizabeth Potter and William Beach with their violins, and the audience joined in with a will. Indeed, the evening was in every respect a memorable one for Litchfield, and the heartiness with which the cheers suggested by George C. Woodruff for Mr. and Mrs. Southern at the close were given furnished proof, if any proof were needed, of just how much the Liberty Loan Rally had really meant to one and all of those present.